This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli, and Kevin Roderick joins us now from LA Observed for his weekly chat. How are you, Kevin?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm excited to hear about the political season now that the Oscars are behind us. Tell me about what happened last week in Tarzana.
Well, I went out to Temple Judea, which is a Jewish temple on Lindley Avenue in Tarzana, mm-hmm. because I wanted to see all this talk about Congressman Howard Berman and Brad Sherman, you know, are clashing. Big battle in the Valley this year. Most talked about congressional race in the country. Probably the most expensive. And I wanted to see it for myself. And so did a lot of other people. There was a little traffic jam on Lindley Avenue the other night.
Well, and what's at stake here? Why is this such an important race or such an expensive race?
Well, what's really happening here is it's two Democrats who don't differ that much on the issues. They're finding some nuanced differences now that they have to separate from each other. But what's really happening here is it's a shakeout from redistricting. They're both veteran incumbents thrown together in the same district in the San Fernando Valley by redistricting. And they didn't settle it any other way, so they've decided to fight it out by running against each other, both in the primary and probably in the general election in November. So what you have is a heavyweight Democrat Howard Berman, who would become chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee if the Democrats took back the House, and Brad Sherman, who also is a rising Democrat in Congress. And they're just having a fight to the death. They both have millions of dollars to spend here, and they drew quite a crowd.
So people feel an investment in this race. It's my understanding that the Valley is more conservative. So it's interesting to me that there's no Republicans in this race.
Well, that's what people think. And parts of the Valley, the far west end of the Valley, are more Republican. But the Valley, like all of Los Angeles, is heavily Democratic. And in this particular district, there is a Republican running, Mark Reed. He's an actor and a businessman. But he's not going to be a factor in the end because the way the elections work now, two Democrats can run in the primary and not settle it and run again in the runoff in November in the general election. And so this is really it's like an internal little family struggle is what this is. There's people who have been backing Howard Berman and his ally Henry Waxman and following them for decades and decades and decades. And there's a few others who, have never lined up with Howard Berman and Henry Waxman and don't particularly want to now. They may have a grudge from past years of previous campaign clashes or even going back to the speakership battle in Sacramento in the early 1980s when Howard Berman orchestrated the demise of the incumbent speaker, Leo McCarthy, and ended up ruffling a lot of feathers. But it has a lot at stake, and that's why there's millions of dollars being spent.
I'm still intrigued by the fact that a lot of people came out to see such an early debate. That's a fascinating
part
of
this. It's 3 months before the election, and the temple was full, and they had an overflow room, and you had several members of the city council there, a couple of candidates for mayor there. I sat next to a state assemblyman who was there to watch. Henry Waxman himself is even more senior in Congress than Howard Berman. He was there. So this gives you some idea that there's people really interested in the politics of this race. And I guess they're more interested in who's going to win.
Right. The personalities.
Exactly.
Drives it all. Kevin Roderick following his favorite spectator sport, politics, or one of them. And you can read his comments on LAObserved.com. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Lisa.